You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Good morning. It is time to get up, and it's showtime as Shohei makes a splash in his Dodgers debut. Can he possibly live up to the largest contract in sports history? Plus, Aaron Rodgers relaunch as he gets a brand new weapon. Are the Jets ready to compete in the AFC? And could Pittsburgh just be a pit stop for Russ? And what happens if Justin Fields outplays him early? Good morning. I am R.C.
Yes, sir.
Guys, Greeny is still on the slopes, but we are coming to you live from the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17. And I have sweet, swinging, smooth-talking Jessica Mendoza and the always entertaining Mad Dog here to talk about that game that you just saw. And Legs is here for hoops. Kimberly A. Martin and Dano are ready for some football. But let's start by talking about opening day in South Korea as the Dodgers take on the Padres. It is time for showtime. Shohei Ohtani is making his Dodgers debut as they face the Padres. We see it. It's all hype. Everybody's ready. They want to see what he's going to do in his first at bat. And Jess, it's a fielder's choice.
Well, and just watch the speed. Him getting down the line. Normally, this is a turn two double play, but he definitely gets down the line. It's probably, what, like 80 miles an hour off the bat, though?
Absolutely. Listen, people came to see this guy get hit, and here is his first single as a Los Angeles Dodger.
They were pounding him inside. I mean, literally trying to jam him. Before this, he hit 119 miles an hour. They miss away, and he makes him pay 112 for his first hit in the Dodger uniform.
Okay, guys, now it's the third inning. I mean, it's the eighth inning now, and we want to see what's going to happen. Here we have a fielder's choice. I'm sorry. Here the ball is going through Cronenworth's glove. He had an opportunity to make a play. The Dodgers are now up 3-2.
Very important play. Cronenworth's got to make that play. Gavin Lux, who missed all of last year, hit it. Dodgers scored a million runs in that eighth inning. Here's another run by Betts. It's a ground ball through the left side of the infield, and the Dodgers score a ton of runs. They're going to do this all year, Jessica. They got a big offense. They're going to do this all year in the late innings.
It doesn't get any easier because you got Mookie in the leadoff spot. Shohei is right behind him. Just look at where the pitch is located. 98. We're talking a foot, maybe 6 inches off the plate inside. He knew they were going to come inside. A beautiful job.
That's and Mrs.
Wife,
Ohtani.
Mamiko Tanaka, 5'11" basketball star from Japan. She's on the national team.
So what you're saying is we should get stopped in this child as soon
yes,
as it's born. Going to be a phenomenal athlete.
First time we've seen her, right? Yeah. On a plane, team planes.
Super secret marriage.
Well, this is one of those slow opening games, Jess, but what do you take away from Shohei's first appearance as a Dodger?
Well, first of all, I mean, just baseball being played in South Korea for the first time. I was giddy. I mean, this is something going back to the KBO days when we were calling games. But watching Shohei, I mean, just the excitement, the anticipation. And guys, he's on a playoff contending team. Hallelujah. And he's got protection. We talked about Mookie in front, Freddie behind him.
I'm going to go the other way on Ohtani. He's a DH this year. Part of his greatness is uniqueness. He's not going to pitch. There are a lot of guys who are going to do the same things he's going to do offensively. And after a while, watching it bat after it, bat after bat over 162 games, we're going to get a little bored because there's a million guys who can do offensively what he does. So I'll play devil's advocate and say without pitching.
But is it about getting bored or is it about finding a way to win World Series championships with Shohei Ohtani?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this team, we want to see them not only at the World Series, but win the World Series. That's the expectation. Shohei's going to help them do it. And I think he's going to end up playing the outfield. We're going to see something at the back end of this year where I don't think it's going to be that boring.
That's a good point. He probably will play the outfield. And Ryan, you made an excellent point. The Dodgers, which they've learned already, are going to learn what the Yankees always know. Your season starts in October. Yeah. There's no excuses. They spent $1 billion. They bought pitchers. They're going to get Walker Buehler back. They got, as you said, MVPs 1, 2, and 3, top of the order. You know what? They got the Braves and it's Phillies, and the Dodgers have lost two of the last years. They only won one playoff game last 2 years. They have to win a championship.
Mad Dog.
Be a lot of pressure on them.
Mad Dog, is the bottom half of this lineup good enough to win a championship?
I don't like it. Jessica disagrees. Will Smith is not your prototypical cleanup hitter. You know, I don't the Hayward I don't love. Outman I don't love. They don't have a great offense. And here's the thing about the Dodgers. They got $1 billion payroll, and Mookie Betts has to start the season at shortstop.
Yeah.
He's played 16 games in his career at shortstop, and they don't have a shortstop. That's a little strange.
Yeah, well, I love the bottom of their lineup, and I think Gavin Lux is going to be the X factor for their lineup. I mean, he's their number 9 hitter right now. Like, that dude can hit. Teoscar Hernandez, this is an addition. I mean, so much pop. So, I mean, I disagree, but I do think Gavin Lux, he gets on base here. This is what starts the rally. Because guess what? It brings up your big dudes.
Because Mookie, guess what, Jessica? The webbing of his glove didn't work. Sometimes you need a little luck. Is the first year of Shohei Ohtani's contract too soon to say whether or not he's worth $700 million? Because as you spoke about, he won't pitch this year, man.
Well, business-wise, he's going to be worth it. We saw it today here in Korea. They're going to sell 55,000 tickets every day at Dodger Stadium. You know, they're going to sell jerseys. I mean, he is going to be look, we're talking about him. We're leading with it. So from that standpoint, he's going to be worth it. But whether he helps them this year on the field win a championship, he's got to win a couple championships for LA, and pitching is going to help that, I think, Jessica, more than the hitting.
And we got to understand, too, that deferred money is everything. Because why? There are going to be so many dudes, not just Yoshinobu Yamamoto, which, by the way, the biggest free agent signing in the history of the sport, but they are going to sign so many more players because he is now making $2 million a year instead of that $10 million or $70 million a year. So you think about what Shohei Ohtani is going to bring over the course of his career there because he's deferred all that money so the Dodgers can keep signing more.
Well, Jessica, it's easy to defer all that money when you're making 60-plus off of the diamond.
Yes,
that's going to help. But when you look at this team, is it World Series or bust? Everyone's going to look at the top of this lineup, understand you have three former MVP, Shohei Ohtani, the reigning MVP, and want to see dividends being paid right now.
I mean, let's be real. It's been World Series or bust for the last 10 years. I mean, this is one of the best teams in baseball. And Mad Dog said it perfectly. Like, they haven't performed in October. So they went out and spent, like, nothing we have seen. The amount of guys that they brought in. So the pressure's already been there. And now you got Shohei. Now you have Yamamoto. You got Tyler Glass. Now Teoscar Hernandez. Like, heck yes. This team not only better get there, they better win.
Say one other thing, too. You think Bob Gibson wouldn't want the ball on opening day?
Yeah.
Yamamoto not pitching today. He's pitching tomorrow. And Jessica told me earlier he's not pitching opening day at Dodger Stadium. They gave him $320 million. Can he pitch the first game of the season for Brian? Oh, my God.
Well, I think, Mad Dog, they're not bringing him in to pitch the first game of the season.
The last game.
They're worried about him
Good
pitching
job,
the
Ryan.
Last game
yeah,
and
right.
somewhere in the World Series. This was an exciting start to the season. When you think about what baseball and Major League Baseball wants to be, does the pace need to pick up a little bit, at least so we can start get up, Jessica?
Honestly, it's the 6th or 9th innings, because to me, it's the bullpen. You know, once you get into it, because this game, you guys, it was so exciting. I mean, you talk about getting up. Like, I was alarm set, let's go. Baseball's being played in South Korea. Then you get to the 6th inning, and it's pitching changes, and it kind of slows down. But I'll tell you what, this inning right here, in the 8th, watching Mookie, getting that score going, it was tied. I was like, shoot, you guys are mad right now, the pace? Wait till we go extra innings. But then the Dodgers.
I thought it was going to go extra innings.
Now, last year they did a great job with the pace. But remember, too, a lot of games against the Dodgers are going to be a lot slower because managers and the other team are going to try to figure out a way to get through that lineup in the 7th, 8th, and 9th inning. And pitchers get afraid. They step off the rubber. The manager comes out and talk. So those games are always going to be a little slower, 7th, 8th, and 9th. But back to your scenario with the Dodgers. They've won one championship since 88. That was in a pandemic, 60 games. Mm-hmm. They haven't had a parade in Southern California since Jessica was a little child. And I was an old man at that point, too. But it's about time now. I'm going to put pressure on them all year long. Jessica, there's no excuses.
Let's go.
Win the
Let's
title.
Let's go.
Win the title.
Well, there's always a parade with you two in the studio. But another team that's looking for a parade is the New York Jets. And Aaron Rodgers just added another threat to the outside. Yesterday, signing pass catcher Mike Williams to a one-year deal with a pair to be paired with Garrett Wilson, giving them a 1-2 punch like we haven't seen in New York in an incredibly long time. It's been a very busy offseason for the Jets, who have added a bunch of veteran players to plug up some weaknesses. In addition to Williams, they have added three different offensive linemen to fix protection for Aaron Rodgers, which is all important. Also, Tyrod Taylor was squared up to be the backup quarterback to Aaron, something that he's done well throughout his career. Dan, what does adding Mike Williams do for the New York Jets?
Yeah, it's the ultimate finger-crossed football team in the NFL this year. Like, they just have to keep their fingers crossed that all of these additions, Mike Williams very much so at the forefront, stay healthy. Now, if, you're going to hear us say that a ton about them, if Mike Williams is healthy, the addition of him paired with Garrett Wilson, it gives the Jets the worst, third-best wide receiver duo in the AFC. Behind, obviously, Cincinnati, T. Higgins. Let's see if he signs his tag, and then the Miami Dolphins. But Mike Williams is a walking explosive play. Basically, one out of every four catches is an explosive play downfield. And that's something that this offense has needed for a long time. But it's back to the point of RC, like, your fingers crossed, because this is the, well, biggest dice roll in the NFL as well. You know, if he could stay healthy, if Tyron Smith, who's going to be protecting a 40-year-old quarterback coming off of an Achilles tear, if he could stay healthy, then this offense has got a shot, but that's going to be a tall task in a 17-plus game season.
Yeah, I agree with Dan. Look, who can stop the Jets when you look at this offense? Two things.
Father Time.
The turf at MetLife Stadium. Those are the two things. And this is the ultimate boomer bust team, to Dan's point. But I love this move. The reason I love it, though, the Mike Williams signing, is because Joe Douglas, we criticized him, rightfully so, last year, because four plays into the season, they didn't do anything to surround Aaron Rodgers with good enough offensive line help, and then they didn't make any moves after that. Well, he's done the opposite this year. Don't know how it's going to turn out, but at least Mike Williams came in the door, got that Taylor ham, egg, and cheese sandwich from one of the Jets fans, and it was good. And that showed, before this man leaves the building, he's signing with us. And that's the aggressiveness that I like to see from the Jets.
I mean, if you're Joe Douglas, you put everything on Aaron Rodgers' shoulders last year coming into the season. And if you listen to guys like Sauce Gardner, even Mecole Hardman, who was with the Jets early on in the season, Nathaniel Hackett wasn't building an offense that it didn't matter who played quarterback. Right. He built an offense for Aaron Rodgers. And if you're Joe Douglas, it's about protecting him and giving him skilled players on the outside to throw to. Dan, yeah. What grade would you give the New York Jets on this offseason?
Yeah, so far it's an A, but it's written in pencil, certainly not written in pen, because, you know, again, there is such a unknown with how much those guys are going to play. I mean, it starts with Aaron Rodgers. I firmly believe that he's going to show up and not skip a beat play-wise, but I don't know, because I don't know how often we have, you know, empirical data of a quarterback 40 years old coming off of the Achilles tear. You know, we have to see what Tyron Smith's health is going to be. If Tyron Smith is healthy and plays a ton of games, it's a massive upgrade at left tackle. If Mike Williams is healthy and plays a ton of games, it's a massive upgrade at the wide receiver spot outside of or opposite Garrett Wilson. So the addition of these offensive line pieces certainly play its part, but they got to all stay healthy and play together. That is what's plagued this football team ever since Aaron Rodgers became part of it.
Yeah.
But that's the scary part to me. It's a ton of ifs when we talk about the New York Jets. It's if this guy is healthy, if this guy can play to the potential that we used to see him play at. And we haven't seen a ton of these guys be that in a couple of years.
Or Aaron Rodgers, period.
Or Aaron Rodgers, period, in the Jets uniform.
Yeah. Yes.
But Aaron Rodgers in the Jets uniform,
yes.
Does it make this team a Super Bowl contender?
Ooh, wow. You know, I thought you were going to give me, like, a lower bar to clear. No.
That's no fun.
No. Super Bowl contender, no. No, I don't see it. That's a bridge too far. I'm not willing to cross that. I think they can definitely win the division. But, again, a lot of ifs. If everybody stays healthy from top to bottom, starting with the quarterback, division, win a playoff game. But I think the AFC is so stacked. Right. That is what works against the Jets. Aaron Rodgers could have a phenomenal season, but you got a CJ Stroud, you got a Lamar, you got a Joe, Josh Allen, all these. It's a murderer's row when it comes to the QBs in that conference.
But Dan, wasn't Aaron Rodgers brought to New York to win a Super Bowl? And how long do they have to not be contenders?
Oh, he was absolutely brought there to win a Super Bowl. And going into week one last year when he walked there, ran out on Monday Night Football, they were Super Bowl contenders. They absolutely are Super Bowl contenders. They're a better football team roster-wise and talent-wise today than they were week one of last football season. But it's the caveat, RC. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, listen, if we can fast forward 9 months and they all stay healthy or all those pivotal pieces stay healthy, there's no question that this football team is a Super Bowl contending football team. But this is the only team that we have those massive ifs about when it comes to those pivotal pieces of their health. How long does he have to win a Super Bowl? I mean, he's got realistically 3 more seasons maximum.
So I'm surprised that Daniel would say with such definitiveness that the Jets are definitely a Super Bowl contender, because the caveat is, there's just so many ifs, because it's an A, but it's written in pencil. Like, that's the thing that stops me, because if clearly you're looking at the roster and saying this is a Super Bowl contending roster, then you got to give Joe Douglas A in pen. But if there's any question about, like, then I don't think you can say, like, yeah, they got a shot, but will that happen? I don't know. So I can't say it with my chest like that.
Yeah, there's two things I'm sure of. Last year's roster wasn't a Super Bowl roster, and that Joe Douglas did a ton to improve that roster for this year. But now let's get to the NBA and two of the best teams in the West when you're talking about the Minnesota Timberwolves and the Denver Nuggets. Now, here's what I love about Anthony Edwards. He absolutely does everything, Leg. He's jumping with Nikola Jokic.
Well, we saw that dunk the other day. Yeah, who else will be jumping center if not Anthony Edwards?
Anthony Edwards with a big finish here. He's making highlight dunk after highlight dunk.
And playing without Karl-Anthony Towns, without Rudy Gobert, without Nasri, virtually no centers on their roster except Luke Garza, and Minnesota hung tough.
Legs, talk to me about this Euro for the finish.
This is beautiful right here. I mean, this is where he has improved his game. The patience to decelerate on drives, the maturity and the polish and the finesse offensively, he has added that this year.
You see right there, he's getting the crowd hype. But here's Nikola Jokic, the best player involved for three.
When Denver got serious in the fourth quarter, it was just precision after precision, every single possession, Michael Porter Jr. and Jokic with the kill shots.
Jaden McDaniels dribbles into a three. He hits it. And now this is going to give Anthony Edwards a chance to win the game.
Got interesting here. He catches it. And he catches it too far back in the backcourt, but still about 4 or 5 dribbles, elevates for a three, clean look, just hits front rim, and you can see how disappointed he is. He thought he had that one to go down.
Legs, there's been a ton of talk that Anthony Edwards reminds people of Michael Jordan. He's going to have to start hitting some of those shots if he ever wants that comparison to be a real thing. But who's the biggest threat to the Nuggets in the West?
All right, I don't want this to be a cop-out answer, but the truth of the matter is this. It's easier for me to say who isn't. Like, Lakers, Warriors, Suns, and Kings. Those are the four teams I don't think are making a run to the conference finals. But all of those other teams absolutely are capable of beating each other. So for me, a lot of it's going to come down to who can avoid the Denver Nuggets bracket. And you don't know what that's going to be, because they could be 1, 2, or 3. So you don't know where you need to finish to avoid that. But there's no question that Minnesota belongs in that category, particularly when they get everybody back. Now, Karl-Anthony Towns, that's a big if. If they could get him back in time so that he has stamina, he's not on a minutes restriction, and he's ready to go close to 100%, there is no doubt, because of what Minnesota does defensively, this is a team that is going to be in every game, because their defense gives them chances even on nights that they're not making shots. So I don't mean to cop out and not give a specific team, but I'm telling you, Ryan, I could pull a name out of a hat right now, and I can make an argument why each of those six teams can make it to the conference finals or lose in the first round. That's how tightly bunched together they are, trying to get on the same plane as Denver. Right now, I think they're on a shelf by themselves.
Yeah, like that was going to be my question. How much of not being able to pinpoint one team is how dominant you believe the Denver Nuggets could be in the playoffs?
They showed it again last night. When they get serious in the fourth quarter, there's no team in the league you trust more to come up and get quality possessions, and that's exactly what they did. Minnesota played tough in this game. They took the lead in the fourth quarter. Denver takes a timeout. They come out of the timeout, and it's just one possession after another where it's Michael Porter Jr., it's Jokic making huge shots, but it's after they've run something to make sure that they get those shots. And the fact that these guys went through it last year and won a title, there is no situation that they are phased by. The core continuity amongst their starters is as good or better than any team in the NBA, and that's why you still trust Denver more than anybody else when you get into those pressure situations.
I mean, you have to trust Denver because we've seen them do it before, but we got some eye candy with the Pelicans, and you know who I can trust? A Zion Williamson that has lost 25 pounds.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to get a fast break here, and Najee Marshall is going to lob it up over his head. Talk about this finish, Legs. Goodness.
We've never seen somebody quite like this, elevate like this. Like, in that package, right? With that size, 6'7", you know, coming in at 265, 270, once he's slimmed down, get off the floor like that. We just never seen it, Ryan. Now, look, Zion doesn't have as many of these moments as he did when he first came into the league, but I think that's a good thing because I think now he's playing a different style of game that means I think he's less susceptible to being injured. But look, this is what he gives us. This is special. And by the way, the Pelicans are a team that's also in that mix of teams that can potentially.
I would tell you what, listen, I'm from New Orleans.
Yeah.
And all of the New Orleans fans are excited about the way Zion's game is improving, but also his health. Legs.
Yeah.
What's big this year is he's on the floor in some of these critical moments for the New Orleans Pelicans. But guys, coming up, Pittsburgh just can Pittsburgh just be a pit stop for Russell Wilson? And what if he's outplayed early by Justin Fields? Get Up is brought to you by Marvel Animation's X-Men 97, now streaming only on Disney Plus.
Dell Tech Fest starts now. To thank you for 40 unforgettable years, Dell Technologies is celebrating with anniversary savings on their most popular tech. For a limited time only, save on select next-gen PCs like the XPS 13 Plus, where you can make the everyday easier with Windows 11. Unleash more possibilities with cutting-edge systems, their most advanced features, and great prices. Plus, curate your dream setup with deals on select monitors, mice, and more must-have electronics and accessories. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to state-of-the-art technology to match your forward-thinking spirit and free shipping on everything. Anniversary savings await you for a limited time only at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals. Delicious, meet nutritious. In the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios, one of the highest protein nuts out there. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Wonderful Pistachios also come in a variety of flavors and sizes, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. And you're on the go a lot, taking the kids to school, hopping from meeting to meeting, shopping for groceries. Well, the good news is, not only are Wonderful Pistachios a complete protein, providing all 9 essential amino acids, they're also great for all your adventures. So whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than 1 rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code Parlay and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code Parlay. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date lists of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
back to Shohei Ohtani's debut as they face the Padres in South Korea. Shohei Ohtani, he's ready to get loose. Everybody's ready to see him. Here we're going to see Mookie Betts finds a hole for the RBI single.
Yeah, and this is when the game really broke up. And tie score, they get one run. Then Mookie Betts, of course, top of the order. And I love this at bat, too. Two strikes, poking a hole. But then it leads to Shohei. Shohei, by the way, ball off the plate. Keeps his hands inside the ball to be able to get two more runs on the board. This is what the Dodgers want from the top of their order.
The Dodgers' top of the order has Mookie Betts, Shohei Ohtani, Freddie Freeman, three MVPs in a row, but everybody was there to see Showtime. You put together some tape on his at-bats. What did he do well today?
Oh, my gosh, Ryan. Okay, so first of all, it was clear the Padres wanted to get him out inside. So the way that they were attacking him is off the plate in. You think about those long levers and what Shohei Ohtani can get to. So the plan clearly was, okay, we're going to back him off the plate, really try to jam him up. And that second at bat is the one that stands out to me the most, especially the way he was able to get to this foul ball. Look at this pitch, okay? Off the plate, inside. Not only does he get to it, he barrels at 119 miles an hour off the freaking roof. I mean, this is showy, this is why you get excited. Now look at this miss. So when you think about coming inside, his body is trying to normally try to pull off of that. He stays perfectly. Look at this angle. Head, eyes, I mean, this is hitting 101 after getting pounded inside to be able to reach that pitch. Pull it for 112 miles an hour. That is a perfect look at the discipline after continuingly to have to get to that ball on the inside pitch. Shohei Ohtani to me, I mean, you think about just his presence in the batter's box, how strong he is, but it's that fluidity to be able to reach a pitch off the plate in and then go and get yourself a knock, the first knock in a Dodgers uniform for Shohei Ohtani.
I've seen you hit pancakes. I've seen you hit mini helmets. So every time you grab that bat to do something, I back up. I'm going to be out of the screen by the time you're finished this demo. Thank you so much, Jess. And guys, tomorrow we'll have the second game of the Seoul Series between the Dodgers and the Padres. Coverage begins at 5:30 a.m. Eastern on ESPN, Deportes, and the app. Don't forget, Get Up follows the game tomorrow also. Okay, here we go, guys. Back to Dan and quick reads. As you're studying these draft quarterbacks, Dan, starting with Jaden Daniels, what stood out for you?
Yeah, he's a tactician with elite athleticism. I think he's got the fastest eyes in this draft. And RC, his ball placement is premier. Reminds me a lot of CJ Stroud of last year. And even when you watch his tape and he has misses, he don't miss by much. And I think it's that tactician element of his game that you sit there and go, well, that is a trait that is going to be repeatable on Sundays on a consistent basis. And you have to love that in this young man's game. JJ McCarthy from Michigan, I think he's the most consistent quarterback in this draft. He's a play-action pass savant, and everybody knows how much I love the play-action pass game and need it more into the NFL. I want to be honest. There's games where you sit there and go, he only makes four or five throws. He's only asked to make four or five throws, and every ball seems so often to be thrown as hard as it can. What I want to see more is a little bit more love, a little bit more touch on the football. And then two, by all reports, who will be the number one pick in a pro day today in Caleb Williams. If there's a big play there, this young man wants to make it. If there's a big play there, this man is capable of making it. He's a magician with the football and so often chasing and or hunting big plays. And you absolutely love that element of his game. Sometimes it gets himself into trouble, certainly in college football, and it absolutely will in the NFL. But he is a walking highlight reel at the quarterback spot.
I love Caleb Williams getting an opportunity to see him twice in person. The dude is absolutely electric. What must he show you today when his pro day takes place?
Yeah, RC, for me, nothing. His pro day is going to be spectacular, throwing the football and whatnot. I want to see everything but that. I want to feel, if I'm in that building, his energy. I want to feel, is he an alpha male? Is he a magnet when it comes to personalities, how he interacts with everybody? I'll go back to last year, Lewis Riddick, who's going to be at Caleb's Pro Day today, and asking him, you know, what stood out when it came to the quarterbacks last year. And he said, just being around CJ Stroud, you felt CJ's energy. You watched how people just gravitated toward him. toward him. I would want to see if you got that same type of feeling out of Caleb Williams. And I think the two things, RC, that you would want to have in conversation with him today. Why was 2023, when it came to hanging in the pocket and making throws, different than 2022? He did it a lot more and a lot better in 2022 than he did in 2023. And just where he is when it comes to being the CEO of the billion-dollar company, if he's ready to fully take that on and have that impact that we've seen a Joe Burrow, a CJ Stroud step into the NFL right away and do.
So I have a different stance on the pro day. I'm old enough to remember when Christian Hackenberg and Zach Wilson were extraordinary in their pro days, and they were praised for that. And that's what I remember. And we saw how those careers panned out. I think there really isn't anything to me today that Caleb Williams will show me. I think the biggest question for the Bears is that top 30 visit. When you get him in your building, you have him in Hallis Hall, all the questions that Dan asked, the discrepancy between 2022 and 2023, is he ready to be CEO? Can he shoulder that responsibility on the professional stage? That's the time where you get to drill him on that. You get to run film, ask him questions, see how he processes, see what he thinks, ask him about his teammates then. I think you've obviously, pro days are important, but I think the real issue is the tape is the tape. And so when you want to know about the guy, that's when those interviews, that face-to-face, comes into play.
A large part of those interviews is also taking accountability. When asked why 2022 is different from 2023, is he pointing fingers at his skill players? Mm-hmm. Is he pointing fingers at his offensive line, his coaching staff? Or is he trying to tell you what he needs to do better moving forward if he does become the number one overall pick? Dan, are the Bears set up for success at the quarterback position? Maybe better than any team has been in a long time.
Better than any team has been ever to take a quarterback at number one. I mean, the best, most relatable is maybe Andrew Luck going to Indy because he had Reggie Wayne and T.Y. Hilton. But we're talking about a situation where the skill group is clearly above average, and DJ Moore is at the pinnacle of that, and then Keenan Allen in his addition. So you have above average skill group, usually doesn't happen for a number one pick at quarterback. You have above average offensive line, usually doesn't happen for a number one pick at quarterback. And then you have above average defense, well above average. Last eight games of the season last year, this was the number one defense in the NFL. Justin Fields, his first 2 years, had the 30th ranked defense in the NFL. The addition of a player like DeAndre Swift. So you try to find a correlation, RC and Kimberly, to a number one pick at quarterback stepping into a roster that's as healthy. And candidly, you can't find it. And that's why, absolutely, this is the best situation a number one quarterback has gone into in at least 30
in
years.
In 30 years, Daniel? 30 years? Is that 30
absolutely.
In our lifetime,
absolutely.
Really? Really? Okay.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, and the other thing that's been hard is we look at last year's situation with Bryce Young and CJ Stroud. Many of us thought that Bryce Young would be going into the better situation. And
yeah.
So a lot of what Dan said about Lewis's recognition of the way people gravitated toward CJ Stroud, we saw that manifest itself in Houston. Maybe we could see the same thing from Caleb, who will be in a better situation. ESPN Bet is the official sportsbook of ESPN and the only place to find exclusive offers with your favorite ESPN personalities and shows. New users get 100 in bonus bets after making a sportsbook bet. Download today. Now it's for the best thing on the show. Would Kmart be shocked? And we're going to get right into it because that picture says it all. Kmart, yes. Would you be shocked if Dak Prescott doesn't get an extension?
Ryan, I would be shocked because what are we doing here? I feel like the whole offseason, we knew this was coming. The Cowboys have to do something with his contract. I understand they converted some money, $5 million. Great. That doesn't help actually free up space in the way that they need to. I think this is a team that has holes, and we want to see them get Dak extended, figured out. And it would shock me, seriously, if that didn't happen.
If Stephon Diggs is traded.
Okay, how about this? I would be shocked if he were traded. Now, don't get me wrong. When Stephon came out after the season, was like, I don't know what the future holds. I was like, what are we doing right now? But Stephon, honestly tweets like a 14-year-old girl trying to get the attention of her like eighth grade crush, and it's just all for attention. I don't think he's going anywhere. People in Buffalo, they love him. I think this is a season where him and Josh Allen need to ball out together.
If Justin Fields is Pittsburgh Steelers week one starter.
Okay, here's the thing, Ryan. I would be shocked in week one, but week five, yeah. That's where I would put Justin Fields as a starter. I think this is a situation where Pittsburgh understands their future could be in Fields' hands, and I think sooner than later, you'd rather see him on the field to know what you have for the here and the now.
If I'm the Pittsburgh Steelers, if I'm Omar Khan, I want Justin Fields to win the job.
Yes.
That's exactly what I want. When I bring him into the building, Dan, I want to go in with an open competition, whether Russell Wilson was named the starter or not headed into training camp. And I want Justin Fields to win because that gives me an opportunity to have a quarterback of the future, not a bridge guy, not a guy on the back end of his career, but a young, talented quarterback that needs the right pieces around him who showed signs of being very good late last year. Dan, please tell me that you agree.
Oh, absolutely. I think the way I would phrase it is you can bank on Russell playing good football. You are intrigued by Justin playing really good to great football. And I think this, I do think it's going to end up being some form of a competition, RC. It's going to come down to who fixes their, you know, fatal flaws. All right, this is really shocking when it comes to both of these guys, all right? And I'm fans of both of them. Who's going to take the less ridiculous sacks? In the last two seasons, Russell Wilson has taken 100 sacks. Yeah. Justin Fields has taken 99. Yeah. No other quarterback in the NFL has taken more than 80. So who can get that out of their game just a little bit? Justin, I would be more inclined because he's younger. And then which one of these two guys gets rid of the negative plays? Negative plays are sacks, their fumbles, and their interceptions. Here's another one. Justin Fields in the last two seasons has 145 negative plays. Russell Wilson has 135. No other quarterback in the NFL has a buck 15. So you're intrigued, you're encouraged, but which one of those guys gets rid of those fatal flaws of their games more consistently?
You're killing my vibe, bro.
That not only is going to be the starter, I think that's going to be the guy that makes Pittsburgh meaningful in December.
Dan, you're killing my vibe. I'm sorry. I want to be excited about the Steelers QB situation. All the
you
numbers.
Should be. It's an upgrade.
Trust me, as somebody who watches the Steelers in real time, it's an upgrade. I think for me, the question of Russ versus Justin right now, I think it's great. The Steelers said Russ is the guy. I think it's wonderful because I think Russ kind of needs that too for his own confidence coming into a situation. I think Denver situation really humbled him. But I do think that we also have to be very clear. Yes, Russ can still play. But the most attractive thing about Russell Wilson is that price tag. Because if he were going for the same amount of money that you had to pay Kirk Cousins, he would not be in Pittsburgh. So I think, like, let's call it what it is. That's a reality. And it's fine. But you give Russ the time. He's the veteran. Right now, I think Russell will be more inclined to get the ball out quicker. I think he will be more inclined. Like, I'm not trying to hold on to the ball forever. But if he's not, if his play isn't exciting, if the offense isn't generating the type of points that you need, I think the Steelers, well within their right to say, hey, let the young kid shine a little bit.
Dan, is Arthur Smith's offense good enough? Is he a good enough coach to get both of these guys or one of these guys to get rid of some of those mistakes?
Yeah, I would bank on Justin being the guy that can do that. You know, Russell Wilson, Arthur loves to go heavy play action and throw the ball over the middle of the field. That's something that Russell Wilson has not been certainly recently comfortable. You know, Arthur Smith comes from Atlanta. That was the team that we wanted Justin Fields to get traded to last year because the major in that offense is the play action pass, and Justin Fields is fantastic at it. Now, Russell Wilson is pretty good at it as well. My caveat to this, RC, is last year I so often wanted Arthur Smith to use Desmond Ridder's athleticism in Atlanta more and to help him just maybe get some easier plays. That didn't happen. That has to happen if Justin Fields is going to be the guy. But the premise of this offense is going to be the play-action pass game and running the football, and I think Russell Wilson's good at that. I think Justin Fields can be spectacular at it.
I think that's what the Pittsburgh Steelers are looking for at this position. Can we find a way to be spectacular. It's not just about an upgrade. And when you listen to some of the things that they need to improve on, Dan has totally taken all of my excitement out about the Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback room.
Come on.
Listen, we start
you
the morning
with... You can be excited
with...
still. You can be excited still, you know? Reality sometimes.
Guys, we start the morning with Shohei Ohtani, and we end the day with an ESPN NBA doubleheader. The top teams in the Eastern Conference square off at 7:30 Eastern as Jason Tatum and the Celtics take on Giannis and the Bucks. Then the Grizzlies take on Steph and the Warriors. Coverage tips with NBA Countdown at 7. First Take is coming up next. Is it time for Dallas to move on from Dak? Have the Steelers figured out their quarterback situation? It's First Take at the top of the hour with Molly, Stephen A., Mad Dog, JJ, Jessica, and more.
You're watching the ESPN Tournament Challenge Marathon presented by Applebee's.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're watching the ESPN Tournament Challenge Marathon presented by Applebee's.
Meanwhile, on planet Earth, Wagner got their first NCAA tournament win in school history. They beat Howard in the first four, and they did it with only 7 players because of injuries. And you know what happens? You get rewarded when good things go down for you, right? Not really. They now face number 1 seed North Carolina in Charlotte on Thursday. Here is your reward. ESPN Tournament Challenge men's and women's brackets are open. Scan the QR code to download the app, create a group, invite your friends, fill out your brackets, and get ready for the madness. Men's game closes Thursday at noon, and the women's game Friday at 11:30 Eastern. Well, guys, at least they let Kimberly hang out with me until the end of the show. Mm-hmm. A little longer than she hung out at Florham Park last year. Up next, guys, we have Molly, Stephen A., JJ, Jessica, and Mad Dog. Tap in the First Take, and we'll be here tomorrow after the Dodgers and the Padres.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.